Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is December the 12th, Friday. Thank God it's Friday. This is 2014 and I'm Marcos Gazana speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 49 of the Follow English Podcast and today I'm going to be speaking about how to use ever and never in present perfect simple sentences, well, questions and negatives, basically. I'd like to remind you before I start that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list and then subscribe via email. You will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. Thank you very much for listening. So, today, the topic is how to use ever and never. First of all, let me clarify that the meaning of ever is, ever means at any time, at any moment in your life before now. So basically, your whole life, your whole life story, let's say, the whole, all your life up to this very moment. And we use ever to ask questions about life experience. So if I'm talking to, if I meet someone, if I'm making friends with someone, this is a very common, it's very common to use, to ask questions with ever because you're finding out about his or her experience. And it's also very common to answer the questions either in an affirmative way or in the negative way with never. So I'm going to talk about ever and never. I could ask questions with ever about life experience like the following examples. Have you ever been to China? So have you ever been to China? That means if you know China, if you have traveled to China. Have you ever been to China? Or, have you ever eaten sushi? So, have you ever eaten sushi? Meaning, is this an experience that you have already had in your life? Have you ever tried it? So, have you ever eaten sushi? Have you ever spoken French? Have you ever spoken French? As you can see in present perfect simple, I'm using have as an auxiliary verb, and I'm starting my questions with have, and then I have you, because this is the person I'm talking to, and then ever, and finally I have the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the first example was, have you ever been to China? The second example was, have you ever eaten sushi? And the third example was, have you ever spoken French? I could also give you some other examples. Have you ever broken your arm? So to break an arm. Have you ever broken your arm? I recommend for you to, if you want to study more about that, I would recommend that you have a look at some of the past participle of in irregular verbs in English. There is an episode that I recorded about irregular verbs. That's episode 19. So if you want to review some irregular verbs and past participles, you can go back to episode 19. Go to the webpage and then you can simply search for irregular verbs. There is a search box there and it's pretty easy to find things. Well, moving on, of course, if you want to answer those questions that I gave you as an example, you could use never. And then you could say, no, I've never been to China. Or I've never watched this movie. or I've never seen this movie, I've never read this book, I've never bought anything on the internet, I've never been robbed. In this case, I have the passive voice, to be robbed. So I've never been robbed. I could also ask you, have you ever saved for something for a long time? Yes, I have saved to buy an apartment. Or no, I've never saved for anything. So to save here, save is a regular verb, so I just add the ed at the end. In the case of save, I already have a e at the end, so I already have an e at the end, sorry. And I just have to add the d. I could also ask, have you ever lost a credit card? Yes. No, I've never lost a credit card. So lose, lost, lost. Anyway, so this is how to ask questions and how to answer questions with never. I would also, to finish, I would also like to mention that ever can be used when you have present perfect simple sentences in the affirmative with the superlative. That means if you're talking about something that is the most something in your life, for instance, you watch a movie and that movie is very, very, very super thrilling. And then the verb to use with movie is the verb to see. So I could create a sentence like this. This is the most thrilling movie I've ever seen. So as you can see here, the most thrilling movie, that's the superlative, that I've ever seen. You can link the two clauses by using that, or you can simply omit that and link the clauses directly. This is the best movie that I've ever seen, or this is the best movie I've seen, or the most thrilling movie I've seen. If you think about book, a book, the verb to use with book is to read or to buy or something else. But okay, let's create a sentence here using the verb to read. This is the longest book I've read, or this is the longest book I've ever read, or this is the best book I've ever read. Best is very commonly used with superlative and present perfect. Or I could also say, I meet a very beautiful woman, like my wife, and then I could say something like this. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever met. So the verb to meet. She's the most beautiful woman I've ever met. And this is how to use the superlative in the present perfect together, present perfect simple in this case. And then in this case, I'm using ever to give emphasis. So both in questions about life experience, the examples I gave you at the beginning of this episode, we're using ever to emphasize, meaning always meaning at any time or at any moment in your life before now. And in these affirmative sentences with superlative in present perfect, ever has the same function. However, I can use, on the other hand, I can use never if I want to negate, or if I want to have a negative, let's say, sentence about my life experience. I've never done that. I've never been there. I've never read this book. Okay, so this is it for today. I hope you're all learning something. Please make any suggestions or comments. Either on the blog or on the webpage of of this podcast, or you can also send an email to info@followenglish.com.br. I would like to thank you again for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.